Greetings in Jesus' name on this first day of July, the year of our Lord, 2022. It's currently 55 degrees here in Sanford, Maine. Temperature's going to be soaring all the way to 92 today. We have very few 90-degree days in Maine, but we rejoice in every time we receive one. And we're grateful to the Lord for Him giving us a beautiful day of weather. We had a powerful service last night at the Wells Branch Baptist Church, where God helped us, and I think we had around 20 in attendance, and it was a wonderful time seeing this church come back together for the glory of God, and seeing visitors come and seeing a hunger in people's hearts to hear the Word of God. And we appreciate the good blessings of the Lord in that area. Today we have planned a lot of work around the house and preparing our hearts for this weekend. Tomorrow we'll be having men's prayer breakfast, where we gather together and eat and pray together. And then we'll have an all soul winning where the whole church is going out soul winning. And Sunday, we have the ministry all day long. And then the afternoon service, the evening service. And then also in the park around Number One Pond where the fireworks are, we have a soul winning evangelism booth set up. And then on Monday, we plan to give out 5,000 pieces of literature to end the parade route. So it's just a weekend of evangelism, and we're believing God that He would help us and strengthen us, and we might be able to see souls saved and people hearing the gospel. And would you pray for us that God would do that only He can do? In your Bible today, I'd like to invite you to look with me in Acts chapter number 10 and verse number 43, where the Bible says, "To Him give all the prophets witness, that through His name, whosoever believeth in Him shall receive remission of sins." All of the prophets of the Old Testament give witness that through His name, through the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, whosoever believeth in Him shall receive remission of sins. This is Paul preaching Peter preaching to Cornelius and his band that have gathered themselves together and wondered, what is going on? Cornelius was a very religious man, a man that prayed, a man that gave alms, a man that was supposedly living very righteously. But as Peter gathered this group together and Cornelius gathered his group together, Peter began to preach to them. And as he's laying the groundwork, the foundation for his message, he simply says to him and to all of those that are gathered therein, "To Him give all the prophets witness, that through His name, whosoever believeth in Him shall receive remission of sins." Notice that he did not say that it through a church's name. Many people are trusting in their church to receive remission of sins. Many people are trusting in other things to receive remission of sins. But it says that through His name, whosoever believeth in Him shall receive remission of sins. The word remission means to release from bondage or imprisonment. That lets us know that the sins that we are born with, we are sinners by birth, we are sinners by nature, we are sinners by practice. And all of those that we are born with, we find ourselves in bondage or in prison to them. And the word remission means to release from that. And when you believe on Christ, and when you trust Him and Him alone to save you from your sins, the Bible says here that you receive remission of sins. You are no longer in bondage or imprisonment. They have been let go as if they had never been committed. And that's the day in our lives that we are justified by the grace of God. Not just as if we had never sinned, but just as if we were never a sinner. Oh, how wonderful it is to know that we have believed on Christ and we have received the remission of sins. Dear friend, is that you today? Have you believed on Christ? Have you received the remission of sins through the shed blood of the Lamb of God, the Lord Jesus Christ? If not, then why not? Why not steal away somewhere and find a place where you can trust Christ to save you so that you might be able to shout aloud from the housetops, I have received remission of sins. You've been listening to the Wings with the Word radio broadcast. Please send all correspondence to tbell@metrocast.net. God bless you. Have a wonderful Christ-filled weekend. We'll talk to you once again on Monday.